there. This is Dina with Healing Above and Beyond. And here we go. I guess I'm going to try this thing. I don't know what's worse, is having a whole bunch of information in your head and trying to somehow put it into a podcast or into some kind of format to deliver or just even release. Not even necessarily expecting anyone to listen, read, or become a part of it, but just to release it is worse, or wanting to release and having not enough content. Mine would be the former, that's for sure. I'm trying to organize all these thoughts is something tricky. But what I've started with really is breaking down healing above and beyond. Like, who am I? Where did that name come from? And, and healing is defined as the process of making or becoming sound or healthy again, which is absolutely something that I've experienced on multiple levels. And then above is, of course, an extended space over and not touching, a higher level or layer than. I would absolutely say my healing came from above, as well as beyond, which is at or to the further side of, which basically above and beyond would encompass all the space or not space around above, to the left, to the right, all of it. And that's really what this podcast is actually going to be about. It's about my journey of healing above and beyond and not really knowing where to start with that. So I've decided to do small segments and just kind of start talking about myself and about the things that I know that I've gone through. Some I've overcome, some I've just learned how to carry with me lightly, some I've laid at the feet of higher sources than myself, not sure how to process, and maybe I will and won't, you know, in this life. Not sure. I'm learning to accept all parts of myself as they show themselves. Learned it's a cycle. Just when I figure something out, I may have figured it out in that way, but it could come right back around in a totally new perspective for me to chisel at, and not really chisel at, but more accept and expand with, which is, I think, the ultimate goal. The more that we can expand with the love that surrounds us, my word for that is God, the closer that we have a relationship with that being, which is mightier than thou. I don't want this podcast to be a religious one, not really necessarily a spiritual one, but I'm not going to be able to avoid the spirituality in it. You don't grow without it. I don't think you do. I think if you try to grow only secularly, you leave the heart out. I think that's what the spirit does, is help connect the head, the heart, the body, mind, the spirit, all of it together. But at least it did for me in my journey. So enough with the babbling. This is Dina with Healing Above and Beyond, and that's a little bit about me. Stay tuned next time for my first discussion on, I think it's going to be on labels and how many of those labels I purchased from the outside in, and determined that that was who I was because that was who others said I was, and how it caused me great deficits in things that I did by trying so hard to fit in with others or with what was going on around me, whether that be society, family, friends, not knowing oneself. I think we reach out and attach ourselves to whatever we can possibly connect to and say, is this me? This is me. So now I have to stop looking. Now I can stop looking. I can stop working. Where the more that I reached out, the more I lost pieces of myself. But I don't play that as a victim role. I play that as that was the path that led me through to the more brighter part of the path. So stay tuned. I'm very excited to speak more, and thank you.